Welcome to day two in the novena to the infant Jesus of Prague. In this wonderful Christmas novena, we are invited to have full confidence in Jesus. My friends, my name is Alvaro. This is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore all things Catholic. Please subscribe, hit the like button, and feel free to support me in any of the ways put down in the description. Now, as Catholics, we enter into the full mystery of the life of Christ. And we know that because he was human and divine, we have access to every aspect of his life. Every aspect of his life was caught up into the eternal Godhead. So what does that mean? That means that we can go and have devotions to certain aspects of the life of Jesus. For instance, his birth, his childhood, when he was suffering on the cross at this time, at that time, and because it was the eternal God who exists outside of time, it's like we can truly go back in time and build a relationship with that moment in the life of Jesus. So when we pray to the infant Jesus of Prague, it is truly real. We really are connecting with the infant Jesus. We really are accessing that period of his life since he was God then, just as much as he was God when he was an adult. This is a great mystery that often we as Catholics take for granted. So this is a question I want to place before you on day number two. If the infant Jesus was truly in front of you, as we place ourselves in our imagination in that place, would you not rather be afraid to not trust in him? That you would offend him by not placing your full trust and asking for whatever you want? Yes, let's not offend the infant Jesus. Trust him. Trust him completely. Don't be afraid of him and ask him for even more than you would ask ever. Do not be afraid to ask the infant Jesus for everything that your heart desires. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, who has said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened." Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I knock, I seek, I ask that my prayer be granted. Now in your heart, make your request to the infant Jesus. O Jesus, who has said, "All that you ask of the Father in my name, he will grant you." Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I humbly and urgently ask your Father in your name that my prayer will be granted. Now in your heart, make your request to the infant Jesus. O Jesus, who has said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I feel confident that my prayer will be granted. Now for the last time, make confidently your request to the infant Jesus. Prayer of Thanksgiving. Dear infant Jesus, I know you love me and would never leave me. I thank you for your close presence in my life. Miraculous infant, I believe in your promise of peace, blessings, and freedom from want. I place every need and care in your hands. Lord Jesus, may I always trust in your generous mercy and love. I want to honor and praise you, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, God bless you, and I will see you in day three of the most powerful Christmas Novena. God bless you, and see you tomorrow.